Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. I would like to give a round of applause for our just there.
Wow.
We were one voice.
Yeah, like, that was really good. We've gotten so good at that.
I know.
We had our one mishap that one time.
Yeah, I know. Yep. That was a crazy day. Something about that day was crazy. That was
There's just a
shit afoot.
It was in the air that day.
But no, that was, we literally sounded like one voice. You know, G, people have been complimenting our harmonizing lately, and I'm trying not to like get a big head about
no.
it.
Every
but
time.
Are we amazing? Like, have you seen
Are
that?
We amazing singers? Like, I think yes.
Have you seen the videos of that lady, the vocal coach? The
raise your
She's like pulling her mouth.
Raise your right finger.
I think that we need to go to a vocal class, and like then maybe we'll come out of it being like, oh, like I think we just need like one or two lessons.
No, I'm like fully convinced that if I took vocal lessons, I would be good. And
same.
Every time someone comments on our stuff, like, you guys sound so good, whatever, I'm like.
You're like, exactly. Yes, you're right. Yes, our budding singing careers
it's
are
so
on the way.
Funny.
And thank you all for noticing.
Yes.
But yes, I've been thinking that a lot lately. Mm. What's up, everybody? How's everybody going? How are you going?
I'm going good.
Going good. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about last time?
What?
And now I can bring up more because more has happened.
Oh.
The little devil you've got living in your house.
Oh my God.
Anchovy is
she has
a
turned a new
right
leaf.
Now.
Really?
She's in her terrible twos.
Yeah, it's I it just happened overnight.
Every day I saw this new video
bites,
of her doing shit
look at my,
to you.
Like see, like she bites the fuck my legs are so hairy.
Yeah, yeah.
The fuck out of my feet and my ankles. Like it's insane. I'll just be laying in bed and she'll be so cute cuddling, get up, bite my feet and then like try to bite my toes. It's just it's hard because like I love her so much,
of
but
course.
It's like I get so frustrated because with a dog, like you can, like, you know, verbally
you can train
positive
dog.
Reinforcement.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
can
yeah,
train
yeah.
them, discipline them,
cats
whatever.
You can't really do that with.
Cat, you say
they're
no, they say fuck you. I don't
yeah,
give a
yeah,
flying
like,
fuck.
Oh, really? Now I'm gonna do it even more.
Yeah, exactly.
The video I saw of you getting up in the night because Anchovy was like slamming the door just to realize she like ate through
was
her
eating
thing,
the dry food.
It's just like,
and then I pulled the dry food out and there was a hole in it and it spilled everywhere. And it's always at like
not,
6 in
really,
the morning.
Yeah, of course. I was really feeling for you. Well, I told you that was my one, that was me realizing that I am not ready to own my own cat. Was when I was
through
babysitting Momo. No, when I was babysitting Momo because, which, I mean, Precious Angel the entire time, but at night, shit would go down.
Yeah.
And then early in the morning like that. And I'm just not an early morning person.
No.
And my tempers are high quickly at that hour. And I was losing patience quickly. And it's like, you can't lose patience with a cat or with a, you know, with an animal or like a baby.
It's just useless because,
it's,
like, if you yell or do anything, like, they don't understand. I will say I have been very proud of myself of how I have handled
each situation.
No, I'm extremely
proud. Extremely proud. Like,
because
I would not be able to that well.
Yeah, I was I was nervous before I got her. I was like, I really hope I can keep my cool. Like, if something does happen, like, I don't want to, like, you know, do something that I regret with Anchovy or, like, I don't know. You never know with animals.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just feel like I've been... Because I know that she's a baby. Like,
of
she
course.
Doesn't understand.
She's a baby.
She's just a baby. And she's so cute. So it's so
she's
hard.
She's so cute, yeah.
Yeah,
but
I,
it is, it
she
is
was
not
in
for
a,
the faint of heart. Cats
no.
are not for the faint of heart. Like, if you have a...
I totally
have, like,
jinxed
anxious
it.
Tendencies, it's, like, hard. Like, I...
Yeah.
I get so... You know, I've got a lot of knickknacks. You do, too. But I've really collected, like... fragile knickknacks over the years.
Oh, she
all
has,
I worried about was like,
do you know what Smeeskies are?
No.
They're like these little green
yes, I didn't know. I forgot that's what they're
called. They're like these green collectible figurines. Mm-hmm. And she has decapitated at least 20 of them. Yeah, because she likes to knock them over like things.
Do they
so they
break
fall
that
they
easily?
Break really easily. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were like rubbery.
No, they're like hard. I don't know what
I
they're made out of.
Realize.
Yeah.
Oh,
and their
God.
Heads just fall off.
I've
like
got
that.
You gave me Lady with the Pearl Earring.
Yeah, be careful with her head.
I will. I gotta be. That's
yeah,
I have Lady with the Pearl Earring, and then I have Sleepy with the tea. Like,
oh yeah,
she's
I love
got
the tea.
Tea
yeah,
with, like, a little sleep sleep hat on. Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, like that stuff. Yeah. Like she breaks. She hasn't broken anything too bad. She's broken like all my little tchotchkes, which is fine.
Sure,
but
sure.
Yeah, like It's the it's she's tough. So food oriented. Uh-huh. So it's been trying to figure out where to strategically put things food wise that she can't get to. It's just
She's a bad girl.
She's a bad girl. But then at night she has gotten around to becoming more snuggly again.
Oh good. Yes, I did see the progression of that.
Evens out the playing field a little bit because she pisses me the fuck off, and then at like 3 a.m. she'll come in and crawl into my arms
and she's
and
being
snuggle.
A sweet angel.
Yeah,
right,
she's
of course.
So cute, and I'm like, God
and
damn
that's
it.
How it goes. That's yep. how it goes. But no, everybody needs to be following the adventures of Anchovy, and because they really crack me up. Like I laugh so hard.
Yeah,
because,
like, I like having that ring.
I scroll through TikTok and another video of you from like your ring camera, or whatever shows up, or pet camera, whatever it is. And I'm like, oh, this is gonna be good. Like every time I know it's gonna be good. Every time
she just
cracks me the fuck up.
She's giving me a run for my money for sure.
For sure.
But I needed something to like get my shit together a little bit. Give me a routine. It's nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Which everybody's always looking
for.
But
I will be.
I'm looking for that. I'm looking for routine. But I can't do a cat. I'm not ready for it. I'm too.
I also feel like your sleep schedule is already so fucked.
It's
that
so
like
fucked.
You can't do that to
right,
yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like it's so bad. But but yeah. So what else is going on? We are never talking about it. I always forget to talk about it. Surviving Barstool. Mm. For those watching Surviving Barstool, the last couple of episodes, I won't spoil if you're not caught up yet. But we were in the middle of something called the Pink Wedding.
Yeah.
And Boyle. Oh boy, is it explosive. There's a lot of fighting. Me and Rhea are fighting. It's
the
whole...
last two episodes, Monday nights and Tuesdays, were just
unbelievable. That's right. You'll be hearing this after the third episode this week premieres. So this week there were episodes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. Next week it'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and those are the final three episodes.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can even say this, so I might end up cutting it.
Yeah.
The schedule of the...
So the schedule
of the episodes make no sense.
So the schedule, I agreed. Now I disagree, and I think it makes sense because during the break, it had been airing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday up until the break. And then once the break happened, it was like Christmas Eve would be one of the nights. Christmas Day is one of the nights. New Year's Eve is one of the nights. New Year's Day is one of the nights. And I understand people want the opportunity to like binge or whatever, but we get a lot of views on the live viewing.
Yeah,
and
they
put out clips or whatever. But no one's watching live on New Year's Eve. No one's watching live on Christmas Eve. No one's watching live on Christmas Day, New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And then it was just, you know, to have people putting clips out, it's too much of a risk that people will be spoiling and they're home with their families.
That makes sense. Everyone's with their family. Like, let's give all the social people a break.
I do think it was a little bit of like, I understand why people are confused, but I think from a viewer, like a internal standpoint, I get why they did it. And also, by the way, it's not affected the viewership at all. Like, everyone keeps being like, no one's gonna watch this, whatever. More people watch that first episode back than even the first episode.
I was like,
they should
have done Monday
it's
to
already
begin
got,
with.
I think it's,
like,
got
it's
a,
what I look forward to every single night.
Oh, and the reason it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week was because Thursday night tonight is some sort of like college football championship.
Okay.
Something.
Oh, okay.
Something football related is happening Thursday.
Okay.
Of this week. I don't know what. But Dave said it in his thing. He's like, that's why it's
meant. I think
but
it's
next
playoffs.
Week it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday again. Thursday will be the finale. It is a live finale. It's live, you know.
Like
it's
live.
But we're going to be in Chicago with everybody all together. And that's going to be, that'll be something.
Yeah.
That'll be something.
I'm nervous
and
for everybody.
And it's been months now. Yeah. It's been months since we've all seen each other. Obviously, everybody talks to everybody in a certain way. But we filmed this back in September, end of September, right after your sister's wedding.
Yeah.
So it was literally the day after.
Feels like years ago. Yeah.
Right. So now watching it back, rehashing it, doing it all again, like in your brain, it is... hard.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder than other reality shows I've been on before where I watch it back and I see what's going on. And I think that there's just so much more of an element of like lying and deceit that needs to happen in a show like Surviving Barstool. I was on season one and it was only eight people on the cast. So it was just like, you know, it took no time at all. I barely had to lie, barely had to screw anybody over, barely had to, you know what I mean? It was like nothing. And this time around, because all the personalities are so big, there's like, you know, drama inside, drama outside. Like, it's just, there's so much going on that it's turned it into this like crazy thing. I was just gonna look something up and I can't remember what.
I feel like watching it back for you and seeing things that you missed and seeing people say stuff,
it sucks.
It sucks.
Like, it sucks.
Yeah.
And it sucks also too, like, obviously the show is edited the way that it's edited, and you can't include every single person, like the full scale of every single person, everything that happened. And so they're telling a story. And so I am watching it, and I'm finally starting to see like pieces of like, I was starting to have problems being like, this is being left out. This is being left out. There's no context here, whatever. And I have to like shake that off because it's like, it's not a show about me. You know what I mean? So it's like, all I want to do is
tell me everything's
like,
not about me,
this,
but what if it is?
This. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, no, but this, and what about this, and what about this, and why wasn't that there, and whatever. Like, it's, you know, but I'm a context person, and I'm like someone who needs every single detail laid out for everyone. Like, when, if someone's yada-yadding over some things that I think are important, I'm like, I freak out. So it's made it especially hard for me to watch. But it's so entertaining. Like, if I weren't in the middle of it, I would be like, this is the best show I've ever seen.
I have
been
eating it up, no doubt.
It's only hard because I'm reliving those awful feeling of being in it. You
as
know?
I'm not an unbiased viewer, but I have been trying to watch with an unbiased perspective. And I do feel like you and Maria and Dave have been playing the best games by far.
I appreciate that. I think everybody is doing a good job. Like, everyone does good until they fuck up royally. Like, I feel like there have been so many fuck ups.
Well, there was
crazy.
I don't
want to
give a spoiler away from these past episodes, but there was one big moment that just caused a fucking
a huge domino
effect of people freaking the fuck out and losing their mind. So it was crazy.
Also, these episodes that are airing now happened after being in it for like 5 days.
You can tell everyone's starting to lose their cool a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. The pink wedding we're referring to was filmed on a Friday, and we had started everything on a Monday. So it's like a full week of shitty sleep, shitty eating, you know, at each other's throats for a week straight. Like, and then watching it back, it's like, I just feel like I'm back there. And I never thought that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm used to this. I thought, I can do this. It's no big deal. But it's certainly like pissing me off. Like, I can't believe how like annoyed I'm getting with it. I'm so excited for everyone to see the rest of the show. I cannot fucking wait for it to be over.
Personally, I can't imagine.
Cannot fucking wait for it to be over. Like, it's, you know, just because, again, because I'm in it and I have to watch myself like cry on screen every day, which, you know, you feel foolish. But it's truly, truly fantastic. Definitely the best reality show we've ever done. And it only gets better from here on out. Like, this is the final countdown, the last
top
stretch.
Top 8, right?
The top 8.
Yeah.
We're down to 8 people at this point. And it's fucking crazy. So if you haven't been watching Surviving Barstool, which is available on the Barstool YouTube as well as Rumble, it's uncensored on Rumble. And what I've come to figure out, because I was trying to figure out at the beginning, like, what is censored, what is not.
Yeah.
On YouTube, you can curse here and there, but because everyone in the show has a sailor's mouth, it's like, it's just excessive. So they'll let a couple slide, but they can't let everything slide.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to hear all of the, it's the same slew of insults over and over again. If you're looking to hear all that, definitely watch it on Rumble. But on YouTube, like, that's what you're missing, is just being like, you're a fucking bitch.
I kind of like watching it on YouTube because it's funny. Like,
the bleeps are hilarious.
Yeah. Like, Kirk might have had like a 5-minute long bleep. Like, it literally just
so funny.
Keep going. I was King, like, oh my, what is
Kirk
he saying?
King. Yeah. King Kirk. Yes. Love Kirk. All of a sudden, we love Kirk.
Yeah.
It's really good overall.
Well,
it's
I got mad at Kirk because he was trying to vote you, and I was like, what the fuck?
I know. But to be fair, I said that it all got caught up in this miscommunication. Mm. Like, I thought, this is a little bit of a spoiler, so just skip ahead for like a minute if you don't want to do it. I thought that I had been planning. Okay, we had planned about getting Taylor out for days,
yeah.
And that was our thing. And we couldn't. We kept winning challenges. We couldn't get these guys out. And our plan was Taylor, Will, and then the next person we were going to get out. And then we were like, "All right, this is good." Kirk was on our side. Rico's on our side. And we made this. Megan's on our side. Mm. We made this plan with Rhea in the room. And I was under the impression that she was relaying that info to her alliances, Dave and Dan.
Yeah.
And that it was all going to be good and there was going to be no confusion when we got there, because these guys were going to go one way. We needed to shock them on the other side and then we could continue on with the plan. Once we got into the middle of the pink wedding, I was texting Rhea basically just a stream of consciousness what these guys were saying in the room before we went in there. And then they took our phones. So I couldn't explain. Number one, I didn't think to, like, the whole time we had been texting and just like slowly filling each other in on stuff. I didn't think that she was relaying text message info and I was never relaying any of her text message info. And I thought that that's what we were doing. She read my text aloud and I didn't get to explain fully what I was talking about because they took our phone.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to follow up and be like, but we're still on for our plan.
Yeah.
And so she then freaked out, told her team what I said. They started freaking out, passing blame everywhere. Yeah. And the whole thing blew up. And I didn't know because no one told me that they read my, if somebody had said like, reread your text out loud, I would have been like, oh no, I just didn't get to finish the text. Yeah. But instead there was just like this mass confusion and Kirk got caught up in it and ultimately it was his demise.
Yeah.
And so it looks like my fault, but I think that paranoia is what like jumped into it and and it's whatever.
Well, that's
but,
why I was confused because when Rhea read your text said like everyone's saying they're going for Big Cat, whatever. And I was like, why did Kelly not specify
the
that
texts
it was
are a little,
the, yeah, it to, was the decoy. And that so that makes sense th-
I
as
did,
to why
I did
you didn't
say
have the opportunity.
I did say that it was the decoy, and then in but I don't, it wasn't red.
Mm.
But I think that the I said their plan is Big Cat. Actually, what I did say was their plan is Big Cat. Not a bad idea, honestly, for down the road. Like that was my that was like another message that I sent because again, I knew she was lying with him, but I had been saying a million times like you can't trust that guy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's gonna align with the big guys as soon as we're all together.
Yeah.
Like can't trust him. And so I was like, Kirk is with us and whatever. And we had, again, talked about that for a while. And so I didn't know that she was holding that info and not giving it to Dave and Dan. So they were confused when they heard this stuff. I also didn't know Dave was against Kirk so hard. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I didn't. I still don't know why that was. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what that
I
was
I think he
about.
Just knows that Kirk was kind of the ringleader for, like, your
squad. See, but, like,
squad.
He thought that, but that wasn't the case. Like, we were all, there was
working
no
together.
Ringleader.
Yeah.
It was the four of us. Desperately trying to get rid of the meathead guys.
Yeah.
And that was the only plan we had because it was all we could do until we got into like a bigger merge.
Yeah.
And so that's just like a whole, that was the whole thing. And I, once the whole thing is done, I can't wait to like literally lay it all out because I know, you know, and because again, I refuse to be perceived as like a fucking idiot. Like I was not stupid going into that. I know what was going on. And I think that the confusion really fucked up a lot of the, like there was, you know, you can't tell tone over text and I should have just gone into the thing and not bothered texting what was going on. But that had been what we had been doing every time. So I don't know what about that moment set her off to think that she needed to share what I was saying to Dan to then spark this problem. And then they all blame Rico, poor Rico. And then who was not at fault. He didn't do anything.
Yeah.
He really didn't until he did. Like he did later do some stupid shit, but like he didn't in that moment. And then Kirk's confused. And then it made them look sketchy when Dave and Dan were like, And so I don't know. It was like, it was a big domino.
Yeah.
And I wish it never happened, but ultimately whatever, I'm still in. So he's like, I can't. It wasn't the way that I wanted to be. I wanted Kirk to still be in it. Kirk was my alliance and like on my side of things.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring him with me. And I thought that's what was happening. And then they, you know, it kind of fell apart. And watching in real time, the intimidation from Dave is so much more than it had been the entire game. And so everybody just kind of folded under him. And I don't know why. So, but yeah, there's plenty more to come. Plenty more bitching to be had.
Yeah.
And it's going to be insane. So, yeah, there's the final. Right now, there were three episodes that came out this week. Go ahead and catch up. Watch them. And then next week are the final three episodes. And the winner is revealed.
It's very, very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy
so
shit.
You're going to want to keep your eyes peeled because
keep
you're
your
not going to want to miss it. It's prime.
You're not.
Prime
also,
reality TV.
Catch up for real because people get upset about spoilers, whatever. It's like, this is like Love Island. You got to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's
airing
every day and we're going to talk about it every day.
Yeah.
And there's going to be clips every day. And so you got to, if you're interested and you're either avoid spoilers, don't go on the accounts or watch in real time with us. It is fun to watch in real time. Like,
It is fun. I like to like live tweet it too.
Same. Yeah, yeah. Same. So it's super fun. So anyway, that's that. Watch Live of Barstool.
If you want to preoccupy your time while Surviving Barstool is not on, there's something you can do, and that's go on to Game Time.
Oh,
and get some tickets.
Maybe see a different kind of show.
Exactly.
Maybe see a different kind of show. Maybe sing it out.
Yeah, maybe.
What if Surviving Barcel was a musical?
That maybe would be crazy.
Maybe I have to text Caroline right now. We've been trying to write Surviving a Barcel musical for a musical? While. But maybe it needs to be Surviving Barcel the musical. Yes, Gia, you're absolutely correct. Because I personally am going to need time after this is over
get your
to
mind
separate
off
myself
it.
from Barstool a little bit, like in a social way, you know, like your like work takes over your whole life.
Yes.
And it's like you have to remember that like there is also life outside of work, and I'm gonna have to really remind myself of that. And I think I'm about to be going to a million plays and Broadway shows and seeing other art that will hopefully inspire me.
Some more calming art,
some
maybe
more calming art. Yes. A little culture, a little less you know, infighting and all this bullshit. And I'm excited to do that with the help of Game Time, our besties forever and always.
Yep. You guys.
Rains when you're gone. It rains when you're here. And it rains when you're gone. Except for when you have Game Time.
Exactly. You guys know we love getting out to live events, whether it's a concert, a football game, or a comedy show. We always use Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Game Time Picks is their brand new feature that makes it even easier to get to a game. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Just pull up your chosen event and turn on GT Picks at the top of the screen, or browse the best local Game Time Picks deals near you on the Game Time app homepage. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. Love it. So since we last saw you guys, not a lot has been going on on the Taylor front. Not much has been going on the Travis front.
No.
Except for you said you saw a little clippy of Travis getting upset with Jason.
Yes.
Because Jason implied that they threw the game.
Well, Jason didn't apply.
Or what did
Jason
he say?
Said that the internet was implying that they threw the game. Yes.
Got it.
That the
Chiefs, sounds crazy for Jason to say.
But
he knows better.
No, he I think he was just saying it to bust Travis's balls a little bit because he knew it would rile him up.
Of course.
So the Chiefs played the Broncos. The Broncos smacked them silly. The Chiefs weren't playing any of their starters.
Right.
So the internet was saying that the Chiefs lost the game on purpose so that the Bengals wouldn't make the playoffs, because if the Chiefs won, the Bengals would have made the playoffs.
Mm.
So
interesting.
Yeah, so that's what the internet is saying. And then Travis, he kept his composure for the most part, but he got a little riled up and he was like, "I'll play them in a Walmart. I'll play them in the parking lot. Like, tell me what time, where.
I don't
give a fuck. Like, we'll play anyone. Like, we want to play the hard teams, whatever." So
of course, yeah.
Yeah. So I just thought that was funny. A little,
that is really
little
funny.
Brotherly shit talking, shit stirring.
Really, I will say though, that's a pretty compelling argument to throw the game.
You can't
not that you ever would. Nobody's.
Yeah.
There's too much money on the line to throw game to like be throwing games.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Where when it comes to one, like the salaries that you're getting paid by the NFL, two, the gambling aspects of it. Like
it's too much of a risk. I feel like
you can't. You got to try your best all the time.
Yeah, and also the Chiefs didn't play any of their starters, so it's like obviously they're not going to play
right,
well.
Exactly, right.
Yeah,
and that was because they're saving them for like the playoffs, right? Like, is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Like,
so don't like Saquon on the Eagles. He had the opportunity to like beat the running back like most yards ever run in a season or something
like that.
But they didn't play him for the last game.
Oh,
so people
right.
were kind of pissed. They were like, "You took away this opportunity from him," but. All the teams do that. They sit their best players so that they're healthy
for playoffs.
Yeah.
But then, so he can't break that record in the playoffs?
No, because it's regular season. Yeah.
What a bummer.
I know.
Could just throw him out there for one play?
That's what everyone was saying, but
damn.
It's just like,
is he sad about it?
Like you could tell he was sad about it. I don't think it was his decision.
Probably not.
I think he was suggested
Same
to do
time,
it.
Same time, though, it's like, you got to stay healthy. You got to
stay also, good. And also, MetLife is notorious for having like the worst turf ever, so it's
right.
really easy to like tear your ACL or like
hurt.
Sprain an ankle and get hurt and slip and fall
sure,
on their
sure.
turf,
especially because it's been like 0 degrees
yes,
here
especially
for the
that
last
too.
Week. Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. That
there's
would
a
be.
Lot of
and it was snowing on Sunday, wasn't it snowing? Oh no, Monday. It
Monday,
snowed.
Yeah, yeah.
But Sunday it was freezing. Like it was a cold
dude,
day.
This morning,
dude. I please.
Walking up 7th Ave, I literally was like, I'm in a wind tunnel and I'm going
to
blow away.
I like lost my breath yeah. trying to get, so where I was just literally about to dox myself. Where I live, there's like a, it's like a cross of a couple different streets. Mm. And so it's like this big area. And for some reason, like in that big area, it is literally a wind tunnel no matter what.
It's crazy.
And even when it's like not even that windy, like the weather when I leave my apartment versus when I get out at the subway here is night and day. Yeah. Totally different, which is crazy to me. But it's just the way the wind goes with the buildings. And I walked out and I literally got swept up in it and was like, like, I can't breathe right now because the wind is surrounding me
so
like this.
It's so cold too.
And it's so cold. Yeah. Right. No, it's frigid. Absolutely frigid. So we've got a real cold front happening in the Northeast. Oh my God. Wait a minute. You know what I want to talk about for a second?
Oh, what?
Prayers up to anybody out in California right now.
Oh, I know. Fires. Oh my God. You see it? Spencer Pratt and Heidi?
Yes, I did
their
see
house
that.
Burned down?
It's awful. So many people are losing their homes. There's a fire going on right now. It's in like the Malibu area. Palisades, but has wiped out like
all of the Palisades.
1,200, like all crazy. Of it. 1,200 acres or something crazy. A lot of Malibu, a lot of those like areas, and a lot of those homes are like bungalows and you know, on the water and on the cliff sides and things like that. And for some reason, this fire started at one point and it's 0% contained.
Do you know
it's
how the fire
off.
Started?
No, it was like a brush fire.
It is.
As always. Like they just always start like that. And then.
Well, remember there was that one fire.
For the gender reveal?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in Northern California.
Okay,
that was,
yeah.
And that was fucking crazy as well. That was like the Redwoods. It took out half the Redwoods, I think.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Which is insane. And so I've been asking I'm talking to my besties. Sarah Beth lives in California, but she lives in Northern California. And my other girl. Her sister still lives in Southern California, and she is sending us videos from, and their house was lost.
Oh,
and,
really?
And she's sending videos of them trying to leave, and videos of people trying to drive around, and like there, it's just fires along the sides of the road. Like you're going down the road, there's smoke everywhere, fire everywhere. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
I feel like living in California is like you literally have to be like,
no, it's crazy.
I mean, same with New York. But to be more self-aware
because
about like an earthquake happening at any second.
Earthquakes and fires. And I asked again, I was like, I feel like I ask this every time there's a fire situation in California. Like, what is it? Like, I understand it's dry and everything, but they say that it has a lot to do with the wind. It's very windy.
This says here, Gavin Newsom declared a state emergency at the Palisades. Wildfire exploded in size, fueled by one of the strongest Santa Ana wind events to hit Southern California.
Santa Ana winds. And they come through, and it's like, I just...
Sparked by a backyard fire.
Oh, no.
Has destroyed an as of yet uncountable number of homes and forced thousands to flee.
It's awful. It's truly, truly
backyard
awful.
Backyard fire? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's so... I didn't even know that's what it was. I thought it was just like a... Like a spark went somewhere. Yeah.
Well, sometimes that happens, like
for sure, and it just gets out of control. But it's just, I mean, it's awful. And you know, you think about the people losing their homes. You hope that everyone's safely evacuated. You think about pets. There's a lot of pets that get left behind, and fucked up shit like that happens. And
yeah, yeah,
I
saw a video of like people like with their horses.
Oh
like,
God, right. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yeah.
And that's what's such a. It's devastating.
Yeah.
To think about, and then to not. You know, these winds and these horrible natural disasters happen and there's literally nothing you can do about it. Like, how do you combat the wind?
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
I mean? How
yeah.
can you contain a fire when the wind, it's like, you know how when you have a fire in your fireplace and you have that accordion thing that like opens and closes and you fan the flames, it's literally that happening with this fire and there's no stopping it. And so I hope they can, you know, maybe the wind dies down and they can get it under control for these poor people. But
I know.
Jesus,
it's
I can't
crazy.
Imagine. I
yeah.
really can't imagine.
It's just the fact that like you don't have a single morsel of like your belongings anymore.
Nothing.
Like it's
yeah.
crazy.
No, I can't think of something more devastating. My poor friend or sister, she said it feels like a death. Like
yeah,
I feel
totally.
Like I can't even.
Well,
I can't even explain.
When Miley and Liam Hemsworth's house burned down in Malibu, like she was like, it was the like biggest like loss of my life.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's just unthinkable. Unthinkable tragedy for people to lose their homes like that, especially again in such a beautiful place. And I was talking to my friends as well, and I was asking, this may be like I don't know enough about like property tax and insurance and things like that to really know. But I do know that California has lowered their like they won't give you as much money as they used to for these kind of things. Mm. Like they won't sign on new insurance plans.
Well, because they're more frequent now.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like a thing. But in my head, I'm like, the property taxes for California are so high. The cost to live in California is so high. And you're not even covered in case something like this happens, which it happens all the fucking time, it seems like.
Yeah.
Like there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like these poor people are, and I just hope they get help. I really do. And I hope that somebody steps in. Like, maybe this is Trump's opportunity. Step in. Save California.
You know
what I mean? Don't, like, make a joke about it. Like I know he wants to, but, like, somebody's got to do something for these poor people. And I just hope that, I hope it all works out.
Me too. I'm definitely keeping everyone in my thoughts. It's crazy.
I hope so. I'm sure California Swifties are okay. It's just awful. Awful stuff. So we'll keep them in our thoughts and prayers and just hope they can figure that out soon. Especially hopefully by the time you guys are hearing this,
maybe
there'll be a change in what's happened. Let's see. Going back to general stuff going on. Travis,
we can go back to New Heights for a second. Travis, you know, confirmed that they didn't do anything crazy for New Year's.
Kept it
chill in
KC.
So like
everybody was pretty chill this year for New Year's.
He said that he got caught up with work, so they couldn't go anywhere. But then he said that they all went to New York and it was super fun and they ate really good food.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. That's all we can hope for. Everybody's just good
times.
He said,
I didn't do anything for New Year's. I was stuck working on New Year's Eve and New Year's. Mm-hmm. And that's all I got.
Fabulous.
Okay, Sly. And a source, Page Six, reported on January 3rd that the NFL star and Swift were together in Kansas City. They shared a kiss as soon as it hit midnight.
What? Also, how do you know that, Page Six?
What?
You have your fucking eyeballs up in the window?
Kiss
at
midnight.
Get out. That's so crazy. But for real though, like, what a crazy thing. And they shared a kiss at midnight. Like, unbelievable.
But that's just what we were getting a little tidbit of something.
Little something. But nothing else really going on too much. Nothing really going on with you know, friends and co either, except a little bit of Blake, Justin. I didn't actually see the response. Are people, what do people think about what we said about that?
I think everyone's kind of like, they feel on like the us. Same page. Because I think it's just too confusing right now
to have
a set opinion.
Agreed.
And I'm taking everything with a grain of salt. Did you see that voice memo that Justin Baldoni may or may not have released?
I don't know
if it was real, but there was like a 2-second voice memo of him saying that at the premiere they basically made him stay in the basement and they didn't let him do anything. They didn't let him take a picture with anyone.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I did. Good.
That's like, so he's like a, he's like the ugly good. Sorority girl that
no yeah right that you leave yeah, stay upstairs
go downstairs.
Did you watch that?
No,
did
recruitment
you,
for you.
Did you watch that?
Kappa Alpha Theta never did that.
Yeah, Kappa Delta never did that either.
Yeah,
I don't think. No. I'm crying. No, I swear. But did you watch that? That Cruel Intentions, the new
Cruel
Intentions.
I watched the first three or four episodes.
They did. They had a whole joke about that there because they were in a sorority or whatever, which that show is so dumb. I love the movie.
I couldn't
Cruel
get
Intentions,
over it.
Obviously.
I've never seen the movie.
Oh, the movie's phenomenal.
Is the movie's plot about the stepson fucking the stepsister?
Yes. Yes, but it's not as... No, yeah, it is, but it's less
I just couldn't get over
it's a little less they don't actually fuck, they don't actually get to that point.
Yeah,
it's all her messing with him.
Do they fuck in the show?
And no, they don't. But they come a lot closer. Mm. It's it's they have a relationship in the show.
Okay,
versus the movie, it's more of will they, won't they for their whole lives, but not really. You know what I mean? It's different. It's Ryan Phillippe and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
It's just totally different vibes, but it is a similar storyline. And it's all very interesting. The movie is, obviously a million billion times better than the show. But the show, if you're looking for a stupid, teen vibe show,
college kid
vibe show, it's a good show.
Yeah.
It's on Amazon or something. I forget. But yeah, the whole point I brought that up is because there's a joke in it where the girl's I gotta leave her in the basement, leave the sorority girl in the basement.
Wait, so what did you see about Blake and Justin?
Oh, sorry. So the fact that potentially Nice Pool in Deadpool and Wolverine, which I did not see, so I don't know this firsthand, but Robbie Fox wrote a blog about it today. Apparently, Justin Baldoni is furious because I guess this character in Deadpool is may or may not loosely be based off of him. And to be honest, I mean,
I mean,
I think
the,
he definitely is.
The comparisons are there
hilarious.
For sure. Yeah.
So here it is, also from the Post. It says, it ends with us. Director and star Justin Baldoni is now seemingly in a public tiff with Blake Lively's husband, Ryan Reynolds, during an interview with Megyn Kelly, which, okay, Justin Baldoni's talking to Megyn Kelly.
I know.
Desperate. On Tuesday, Baldoni's attorney, Brian Friedman, slammed the Green Lantern star. The alleged insult was a viral deleted scene from Reynolds' movie Deadpool and Wolverine. In the clip, Reynolds has a man bun, the hairstyle Baldoni wore for decades until 2023, and he is nice pool. And then here are some of the clips, or the quotes. It says, oh my goodness, wait till you've seen Lady Pool, the supposed nice pool says in the clip. She's gorgeous. She just had a baby too, and you can't even tell. When Reynolds, as Deadpool, said that nice pool wasn't supposed to say that, the character replied, that's okay. I identify as a feminist.
Yeah.
And then it says, he added, I'd be fighting alongside you, but my calling is to one day start a podcast that monetizes the women's movement.
Oh.
I mean, that's like,
that's
yes.
Dead on,
like, that's
literally.
Dead
yeah.
on. Like,
yeah.
That's 100% shade towards Justin Baldoni, and yeah. I'm like cracking the fuck up.
That's
that.
Pretty
like,
funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I wish I didn't cut it out. It's so funny.
Oh, would they cut it?
Apparently, it was a deleted scene.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
I don't know,
funny.
But I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So I didn't see either one, but I'll have to do my research later. But Bob Fox put that up today, and that's fucking hilarious.
That's very
to me.
Funny.
And also, just like, well, of course, like, that to me is like, if Justin Baldoni is getting bent out of shape by that kind of joke, that tells me that he is that kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't get mad at a man bun, yeah. nice guy joke if you, like, are self-aware
yeah.
enough to know
yeah.
that what, you know, you with your man bun and monetizing the women's movement, which is literally what he does on
yeah.
this podcast, by the way. I don't know why nobody really talks about that much. It's like you just got to laugh at that then
yeah.
to make it seem like you have good intentions. And, you know, so whatever. I still hate him so much. I can't say
yeah,
it.
I know. It's I saw another clip of his attorney on Megyn Kelly. And Megyn Kelly's like, are you going to sue them? And the attorney goes, into oblivion. And Megyn Kelly goes,
God.
Oh, wow. Into
oh,
oblivion.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Wow, sick,
like,
bro.
Okay, I
into
don't know.
Oblivion.
We'll have to see.
I mean, yeah. I think it just sounds like they're all like, they're all looking to have some big, like, comeback revenge. But again,
yeah.
like, I don't think that it exists for them, because I think it's a semantics game from here on out.
Yeah.
I think that they've both been exposed. Justin and Blake have both been exposed in certain ways.
Mm.
And I think Justin's are just, there's no arguing
yeah.
his point. You know what I mean? Like, the stuff, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy. It's
yeah,
crazy. But
I agree.
But that's that. Apart from that,
there was a fun little drop on store.taylorswift.com.
Yes.
The Lover Live from Paris vinyls were dropped. This is a re-drop. So they dropped like a really long time ago. I can't remember when. First, I think I want to say like 2020 maybe it
yeah,
was
so
first
this
released.
This is like the literal, in
yeah.
When the Lover album came out, Taylor did a live performance of it in Paris.
Yeah.
And so
eight
this
songs.
Is that vinyl. It has,
yeah.
It's not, I was confused at the beginning. I thought it was like Eras Tour Lover section or whatever.
Yeah, no.
But no. This is an old, which
no.
is very exciting, and I'm actually bummed out.
Yeah.
I liked Lover Live from Paris.
It's a
I
new
totally
pressing.
It.
So it's a different pressing from the original ones.
Ooh, fun.
Sold out after selling 150,000 copies in the U.S. in under an hour.
Wow.
Which is so crazy.
150. That's not that, you know, that's a small drop.
Yeah.
If we're really thinking about it.
But it's a 2-record set on heart-shaped color vinyl that contains 8 versions of songs from her Lover studio album.
Heart-shaped.
Recorded in Paris in 2019 and first released digitally in 2020 in conjunction with an ABC television concert special. But yeah,
how
no, I feel like
heart-shaped?
People...
heart-shaped?
I know. I don't
how,
really understand
so
how
the,
that works
the
either.
The edges of the vinyl, like, aren't... Like, it stops where, like,
yeah.
the circle stops, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait, show me that again? That is a... I've never seen anything like that.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's only 8 songs.
And then maybe
so
that's why
it's... four on one side, four on the other.
Maybe that's why it's 2 vinyls as well.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. Wow, that's sick.
Well, I
well,
think...
I hope any of our Swifties got one, because that's cool as fuck. I wish I got that.
Yeah, they are cool. So the originals...
I don't think I had the Lover vinyl.
No, me neither.
I don't,
the originals
I
were just like purple tie-dye and blue tie-dye.
And they were hearts.
Yeah, and they
wow.
were hearts. Yep.
I
and then this
idea.
One's like yellow and pink tie-dye and pink and blue tie-dye.
Wow.
Which is cute.
That's cool.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Oh my God, can you see my eye twitching right here?
No.
I have like
you can feel it?
Yeah, I have like a vein right here.
Oh yeah,
twitching.
I hate that. But there was a lot of added things into the store that like people were freaking out about.
Oh my God. I haven't even seen it. Well, my noties have been off.
I want to see if maybe
Swift.
Special edition lover album.
That's so cool. And oh yeah, look, it's here. Oh, it says not available. Fuck.
Yeah. They sold out in 2 seconds.
Right,
it was insane.
Obviously. Yeah, yeah. I just got excited for a sec. Damn, that's so cool. I wish I had seen it. Uh-oh. We've got some more lover stuff. We've got It's Been a Long Time Coming, Cropped Tea, Cruel Summer, Ain't That the Worst Thing You Ever Heard, a bunch of lover t-shirts. Shop all lover stuff.
So a lot of lover things going on. So
maybe she's just trying to give lover a moment. Because lover is kind of the child that won't, because like lover doesn't need to be re-recorded because it was the first one she did on her own. It was pre-pandemic, so it didn't have like all the flair of like the pandemic, you know, everyone talking about, oh, I did this during the pandemic. And
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like.
Kind of got lost in the sauce.
Kind of got lost
bit.
In the sauce. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I follow this like Taylor Swift store Twitter. She tweets stuff like when things are added to the store, like before they are like public.
Yeah.
She said they have had over 200,000 cardigans labeled women's cardigan. So they think another cardigan is going to drop soon, too.
Interesting.
She said, no one knows anything besides women's cardigan is on the label. We've had nearly 200,000 arrive. Midnights took 30 days to appear after the last shipment. Folklore 2024 took 5 days. I would expect within the next month we find out what these are. We can speculate based on what the anniversaries there are, but no, it's speculations. Theories that I can get behind are 1 month of Eras tour being over, we get an Eras cardigan, lover cardigan for Valentine's Day. But besides speculation, there's nothing to actually back this yet.
Wow, but those are really good guesses.
Yeah.
Of course, the clown in me says rep, but
I know.
But I don't think. I think it's way more likely Eras tour or lover in time for Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
that's what, yeah,
lover cardigan would be cute.
The commercial holiday shit, you know what I mean? Like that's, this is, when we're talking merch, we're talking like, we're commercial at that point. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like
yeah.
we're thinking about those things. Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but I appreciate
info.
Like yeah, the new pressings and getting it being able
yeah,
to get a
cool.
chance to get your hands
totally.
On something cool like that. Yeah.
Totally. How fun. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Love that. Well,
That's basically
right?
it from my end. Yeah.
That's the same. I didn't see a whole lot.
I actually one thing I saw a picture and it was Taylor, Hailee Steinfeld and Zendaya. From when they were like in the girl squad.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And then it was like
from that
series
like,
of order. And the picture went Hailee Steinfeld, Zendaya, Taylor.
Oh, so
they
people
were like,
are clowning
oh,
in that way?
Yeah.
Oh, if engagement?
Yeah.
Engagement? Wow. Wow. That would be fucking crazy, actually.
Yeah. So crazy.
Wow. I saw Kathy and Hoda being like, it's time. Did you see those ladies?
Oh, God.
I love Kathy and Hoda.
Wait,
and
isn't it? Think, is it not Jenna?
Sorry, Jenna.
Yeah,
Hoda.
Okay. I'm like,
sorry,
Kathy.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Wow, that is me
the
being
disrespect
old.
Disrespect to Jenna.
No, that's me being old as fuck. It was always Kathy and Hoda, but she retired like years ago. Jenna and Hoda.
Yeah.
And I love Jenna. And I love them both. I think they're funny. I think I've softened up on... And I think everybody kind of can now, or maybe I'm speaking out of turn, but like we have always been very respectful being like whenever, if an engagement happens, whenever she wants and blah, 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 and whatever, you know, but I think that it's sometimes okay to be like, ooh, I hope they get engaged.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
It's okay to be like cutie about it. Like, come on, get engaged.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's like,
sometimes
it's one
silly.
Thing to be like, oh, like, I really hope they get engaged, whatever, than to be like, they have to get engaged. Like, oh my God, when
no,
are they going to get engaged?
Right. Like, we're not aggressive about
yeah.
it, but I think that like, Jenna and Hoda being like, it's time. Like, come
yeah,
on, girl.
Funny,
let's
yeah.
go. Like, that's funny. Like, we can, like.
And it's also so crazy because
yeah.
they've literally been dating for a year and some change.
I know.
Like,
I know.
They
I know.
Haven't been
right.
dating for
like,
that long.
It's funny to, you know, it's. We can add a little bit of like
Zendaya
humor
and
lightness into it. Yeah, they've been dating for like
forever.
10 years.
Forever. Yeah.
Crazy.
They've been
yeah,
like
yeah,
on
yeah.
and off since like 2017.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
yeah. I don't even think they were ever off. I think once I
no,
got
they
on,
were
they
were for
on.
A little bit.
Oh, right. I, with the
I've
Lordy,
been,
right?
Yeah.
That was like a
I've been
that was
reading
like six
some lore.
Months or
I, yeah. I was so interested in
yeah.
that.
Tom, I didn't know
I,
that
I think
they were
the
together
think,
really before that. I knew they went on like a date, but I didn't
yeah,
know they were like
people think they like broke up for a little bit and Tom was seen out with like this blonde girl. So Zendaya went out with Jacob Elordi a couple times.
Blonde girl. He's always made me doubt.
She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about. Yeah, the day I drove through the suburbs. I saw a tweet that was like, you will never forget where you were when that when driver's license
no,
dropped.
No, straight up. Like, that was so good. And that was a little love for Olivia Rodrigo. We haven't talked about her in months.
I miss her.
Yeah, I miss her too.
She's taking a nice break.
She is. Good for her. Her tours seem to go well.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah.
And look, love to her. I don't know why.
I love know.
Me too.
Olivia.
Love
yeah.
Olivia. There was such a weird, like, weird vibes. People, I think that was, like, very internet manufactured, the, like, beef and whatever. Like,
beef
I feel
of
like
what?
With, like, Olivia and Taylor and Swifties and whatever, and you can't. And,
yeah.
I know we talked previously about, like, behind the scenes, potentially maybe a riff or whatever, but I truly think it was just like, hey, stop promoting this other pop star when you're trying to be a pop star yourself. Like, I really think that. Like, I don't think that there's bad blood, really.
Well, they got to work it out on the remix, those girls.
Always got to work it out. Everyone just needs to work it out on the remix. Gia, I have been obviously detailing my trouble with sleep lately. Mm-hmm. I can't get my sleep right. I can't get my timing right. But all I do know is that when I do fall asleep, I'm falling asleep because of my Boll & Branch sheets. It mm-hmm. is soft and cozy in that bed, and I can't get out. No matter what time it is that I'm in or out, as soon as I'm in, it's cozy town.
Cozy.
As soon as I'm out, I want to be back.
Yeah, agreed. This morning I woke up. I was like, ooh, I'll take a shower. You know, I have a lot of time this morning. Mm-hmm. Woke up, took a shower, got right back in bed.
Right back in bed.
Because my bed was calling my name. Ooh, with those 100% organic cotton sheets. There's nothing better. We love it. You'll fall asleep faster with the luxurious softness that puts you in instant relaxation mode. And you'll spend every night in buttery, breathable comfort that and feel your sheets get softer with every wash. Mm-hmm. You can discover the difference with Boll & Branch's 30-night guarantee. You guys know that we love Boll & Branch so much. We
love
both
them.
Use everything. Their blankets, their robes,
I had the robe
sheets.
On this morning. I've been wearing the robe because it's long, and the other robe I sometimes wear when I get out of the shower is like a terry cloth robe, but it's short, and it's been too cold in the morning, and so my, ooh, that soft cotton is really hitting it right.
See, I had kind of had the opposite, where I was sweating too much in my big... In my big robe.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, oh, I need my light, airy robe.
You need your light B&B.
My cotton.
Yeah.
So it kept me light and fresh.
Of course.
Well,
it's perfect.
And it could also keep you nice and warm.
It's keeping me warm. Right. It's such a, it's temperature controlled.
Yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, exactly. So now's your chance to change the way you sleep with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with promo code TaylorWatch. That's Boll & Branch, BollandBranch.com, promo code TaylorWatch. For 15% off. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay. So shall we hear from our
Well,
besties?
First we must declare to the people
Ooh.
A new declaration across the nation.
Hear ye, hear ye. The draft queens have arrived. And I gotta say, another huge shout out to DraftKings for just continuously trusting us with this very fun aspect of sports betting and Swifties combined. And we're having a good time.
Yes.
And it's just, we love that they keep coming back for us.
And we got an exciting DM that I didn't even realize, but this is exciting for us.
Oh.
Hey, Gia and Kelly, love the pod. Just wondering how you felt about New Heights copying you with their recent DraftKings sponsorship.
Wait, what?
Having the same sponsor as Travis basically makes you guys best friends with Taylor, right?
Oh my God.
Excited for new episodes in 2025 and DraftKings return. Minnie from the UK.
Oh my God, Minnie from the UK.
Cheerio, Minnie.
Minnie Driver, the famous actress.
Imagine.
Thank you so much. I would die, imagine. She's like an avid New Heights listener.
I always make the joke.
Oh, that's so fun. I didn't know they were DraftKings as well.
Whenever I see LeBron and the Kevin Hart commercials on my TV, I'm like, oh, there's my coworkers.
Exactly.
So whenever we see Travis and Jason, there's our coworkers.
Let's go.
Woo!
I wonder if they know about the Draft Queens. Yay.
They're probably we got to make a better parlay than the Draft Queens.
No, 100%. I also bet they're probably like, fuck, they took the better name.
Because
they could have done Draft Queens too for all the Swifties watching.
Right.
So funny. Oh my God, I didn't even realize that they were with them now.
Yep.
Hell yeah. We're all part of the family.
We are coworkers with our besties.
Fabulous.
So
but yes, major shouts to DraftKings for keeping it going with us.
Yeah,
we,
big time.
We love them so much. But let's break down. Let's break down our parlay this week that Gia put together because Gia is the football mind. And
it is
all my fake comparisons. I feel like I've run out. Like
I know,
my knowledge has run out.
But
for
also,
the fake comparisons.
It's playoffs this weekend.
Yes.
So it is a smaller selection of teams.
Yes.
We only have three games to pick from. We're going to do the Sunday slot.
Yep.
So first off is the 1 o'clock game. It's Buffalo Bills versus the Denver Broncos, and we're going to take the over on that 46.5.
Perfect.
I feel like Denver, they have a fire under their ass with that, with kicking the Chiefs' ass, and then they have Bo Nix, their new, you know, rookie quarterback savior.
Love
Josh
that.
Allen. This is his. It's time for Josh to step the fuck up.
Josh Allen, you know? Listen, he this time last year, it was like, you know, do or die, and they died. And
yeah,
so
exactly.
It's like, we need him to start coming around. Because I'll be real, I like the Buffalo Bills, and I want them to do well. I like Josh Allen. Of course, we love
Haley.
And I think the Bills fans are fun and spirited and cool. Apart from the, you know, when they were like talking shit about Taylor, that one bitchy wag, whoever the hell she is, besides her. I think that they deserve it too. At this point, like, so many of these teams and so many of these guys playing on these teams have really busted their ass for years, and it's kind of like anybody's game. But you know,
well, it's kind of with Josh Allen. Like,
low-key rooting for Josh Allen, but
I agree. I do think. The Bills, if I'm not mistaken, I feel like they kind of always like are almost there.
Always.
And they lose by a point, or they lose by a field goal or something. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they're going to come out fighting. The Broncos are going to come out fighting. So high scoring game.
Exactly. And so, right, it's the over on total points.
Yes.
So so you can root for whoever you want.
Yep.
You just want everybody to score
we
as
want
much
score.
As possible.
Yeah, woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo!
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be root for the Bills.
I will be too.
Over the Broncos.
Yeah, me too.
Personally.
Me too. Then the 4:30 slot will be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh,
go Birds.
Go Birds. Oh, no.
It's just like.
Obviously rooting for Philly.
Obviously rooting for Philly. I took the. We're going to take the under on this one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this will be a battle of the defenses.
Definitely.
So it'll be a big time for the defenses to step up. Philly's defense has been great. I don't know. Jalen Hurts has been under concussion protocol, so we don't know if he's going to play.
Okay.
Which is another big factor.
That's like 2 weeks now, right?
Yep. He's missed two games so far.
Yeah.
Well, one and a half, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah. Right.
So that's a factor. Apparently, he's practicing today or tomorrow, so we'll see. But he's going to be playing with his brain jiggling around a little bit.
Yeah, I guess sometimes you got to let your brain jiggle.
Yeah.
You know? Green Bay, I know I've been seeing talk that Green Bay is in a similar situation where it's like do or die. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're all set up for success. Mm. And if they
also have a young quarterback, Jordan Love.
Yep. And if they don't do well, then it's all on them kind of vibes. Mm. Do we know where they're playing that game?
I'm pretty sure it is a home game for Philly. Yes, it's at Philadelphia. Because
that's great.
Philly is the number one seed.
That's
in their division, I believe.
Perfect. Yeah. I think you're right. I know that from my guy Gilly's Instagram.
Yes.
Go on and on.
Yeah. Can't understand how I last so long. So funny.
I must have superpowers.
Last 223,000 hours. So we're going to take the under 45.5 points for that one.
Perfect.
And then the last one, 8 o'clock slot, is Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Washington Commanders.
Oh, the Commanders.
They just won't go away.
I can't believe they made it all
this
crazy. Far, to be honest. I've been, you know, again, I see whispers, I see bits and pieces of the games, and I just see them like, you know, they shine for 5 minutes and then they shit down their own throats. It's like crazy to watch.
They, what's the saying? It's like they can't like beat themselves.
No, right.
You know what
I mean? Right.
Yeah.
They
can't get over their own hump.
They're over their skis. They're constantly over their skis. You know what I mean? Like they just cannot get out of their own way.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
that's how I feel about them.
Completely.
And I feel like we've kind of gone against the Bucks a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm kind of gearing maybe more towards the Bucks. I feel like the Bucks, they have a bit of an underdog vibe to them.
Definitely.
Fighting, you know, what's his face is their quarterback. I love him too.
Same. I can't think of him though.
Baker Mayfield. Mayfield.
Yes.
So and he's a you know, down in the dirt type of guy.
Absolutely.
So I feel like they're gonna fight tooth and nail get that W. So we're gonna take Tampa Bay money line.
And they also have
Tampa
something
Bay
to
wins.
Prove. They have something to prove. I think in the years post Tom Brady. Mm. Remember, Tom Brady went to the Buccaneers right after. This is year, you know, a couple of years ago now. But I think that that they want to prove that they're just as good
totally
a team. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, they don't need Tom Brady to get into the playoffs or to win Super Bowl or whatever. Mm-hmm. They want to get going. So I really do think that there's something to that. Like when a team feels discounted or they feel like the underdog, well, or they treat like the underdog, it makes them work harder. They want it more. They're hungrier.
People give the Chiefs shit sometimes because every time around this season when playoffs are coming up, Super Bowl's coming up, the Chiefs kind of like to fuck with the storyline a little bit to make them seem like they're the underdog, even though they're 13-3. Like, oh, Pat Mahomes, he's playing with an injury. They don't have all their players, but they like to kind of present themselves as an underdog,
make them look like a comeback kid.
When in reality, you know, that's they are so the best team in the
of
NFL.
Of course.
So
yeah, it's hard to keep with that spin. I think,
it does make people want to root for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think after if. You know, say the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl again, say they win. I think if they win another Super Bowl, they can go full heel and just be the villains. Mm. Like they can finally be like, we win everything, fuck you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And people will root for that. Like same way that the Patriots had when they had their big run.
Start getting flashy with it a little bit.
Yeah, start getting flashy with it. Yeah, yeah, for sure. And start saying shit like one for the thumb. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was, which I love. Yeah. Like, that was hilarious to me, like when that whole thing was going on. But yeah, good stuff.
Yeah,
good stuff
so
all around.
Very exciting. You guys know, like, obviously, if you have someone in your life that loves NFL, loves football, this weekend is going to be so jam-packed football that
massive.
You're going to be very annoyed unless you have some skin in the game.
Exactly.
So it's nice to just get involved a little bit, have some fun. And if you've ever wanted to bet on sports but don't know how to, I totally get it. I know Kelly totally gets it.
Yep.
It's very easy to get started with our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. They make it even easier. They are making it easier than ever. The NFL postseason is the perfect time to get started. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app and select a sport like NFL. Select an option like TD scores or moneyline or over under. Pick who you think will score and place your bet. And to make it even easier, new DraftKings customers can bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code TaylorWatch. That's code TaylorWatch for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
The crown is yours, and the crown is also ours, the Draft Queens. Thank you again to DraftKings. We love you so much.
Yep.
Love you to death. Breaking news. Gia and I just got word that we, in fact, will be dripped out in some diamonds.
Like
from our
diamonds
guys.
In the sky. Shine bright like a diamond.
Also, best believe I'm still
bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer.
From our besties over at Steven Singer. We love them so much. So we have diamonds on the way for us personally, because they love to be besties of the pod, and they're happy that all of our Taylor Watch besties are also loving Steven Singer. But I know that there's a little extra something that we need to talk about and that we need to bring to the attention of the people. And I know we talked about it the other day on the pod, but that, of course, are the 24 karat gold dipped roses. Mm-hmm. The Forever Rose, if you will. Mm-hmm. What exactly is it? Is it Forever Rose?
Real rose preserved and dipped in a real 24 karat gold,
and it lasts forever.
Yeah, it lasts forever.
But it's stunning. It's beautiful. There are red ones, pink ones, all over the place. And Valentine's Day is coming up.
Their new color, mesmerizing peacock teal.
Peacock teal. Yes. I totally forgot. Yep. Oh my god! So you can make yourself a whole bouquet of these roses, and they're really good gifts. They're honestly, I was talking about this last week too. I explained, like, if you or your mom or you grew up with someone that has like one of those glass cabinets where they keep like crystal things or like precious moments or whatever, this is one of those things that's like perfect for something like that. Perfect to put on display, put on a shelf with your tchotchkes, like just a beautiful dipped rose, and it's very romantic. And very sweet. So all the male Swifties out here who are keeping tabs on Taylor Watch for your Swiftie girlfriends, keep it in mind.
Or boyfriends.
Keep it in mind, because it's a lovely thing. Mm-hmm. And next time I'm going to bring a rose in here and I'm going to say, Gia, will you accept this rose?
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
And it'll be beautiful. And I think that that Steven Singer, again, has been a bestie, a long-term bestie.
Yep.
And we love them for being a part
of our
squad.
The 24-karat gold dip roses started just $59.
Steal.
And his beautiful Valentine's Day red roses won't wilt or die. And the red is a perfect pick for your first rose. This gift is unique, sentimental, and lasts a lifetime guaranteed. So go now to IHateStevenSinger.com for real roses dipped and trimmed in real gold from a real jeweler you can trust. Steven Singer Jewelers. That's IHateStevenSinger.com. Alrighty, let's jump into some voicemails and DMs.
We're doing a little commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Let them know that we're running late.
All right, let's jump into the first voicemail.
Ooh. Hi, Tia. Hi, Kelly. Happy 2025.
Woohoo!
Year of the Snake. Let's go.
Yay!
Anyway, I am calling because I keep seeing this clip from Nikki Glaser's podcast. It keeps popping up on my TikTok, and I'm not sure if you guys have seen it or not. But if you haven't, essentially, she is just, like, totally shit-talking this other girl that's, like, sitting near her. I think it was at the Vancouver era show. But she, like, makes fun of this girl for being alone. She makes fun of her outfit. She calls her a gutter punk bitch. Like, she just totally just spends, like, 6 minutes bullying this girl.
Gutter punk bitch is crazy.
I'm not gonna be, like, the 50 police or anything. I kind of hate when people are like, oh, you're not really a Swiftie if you do this or you don't do that. But I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts about this? Because I kind of feel like she already has strike one, you know? Like, she is one of the voices in this Americana, like, making fun of Taylor. And, you know, we've forgiven her for that. We moved on. And she's had her second chance. And now she's using it to spread hate at a concert that was supposed to be so full of love. So anyway, I'm curious what you guys think about that. And I hope your year's off to a good start. And I love you guys and Taylor Watch.
Love you.
Love you, queen. Okay. Thanks for bringing this to our attention.
Yes.
I didn't know about this. Gia just filled me in on the
side. I was like briefly.
I didn't
saw it on TikTok.
Yeah, I didn't see any of this, but from what I'm gathering, what did she say?
Gutter punk bitch.
That's tough.
Yeah.
But, like, that's also, Nikki's a comedian. She's being funny. She's saying funny things on her podcast, whatever. It doesn't sound as if she ever, like, revealed this girl's name or face or anything.
That's what,
like,
I was going to say. Like, you know, she, I mean, never, like, she said her name. The girl came out and said that Nikki Glaser's, like, talking
shit about
me.
Okay,
yeah.
So here's the thing. Like, if you label yourself as the one that's being talked shit about when you are already anonymous, then I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know what to say past that. It's like, all right, now you want people to hate on her for what she said about you. You feel salty personally. You want everyone to know that she's talking shit about you and whatever. But then it opens it up for the rest of us to be a little subjective. And it sounds as if this girl was like, I'm in and out of the suite wherever Nikki was, and I'm taking photos because I was hired to take photos of the Eras Tour or whatever, and in doing so is blocking people's views, is almost acting as if, like, hey, this is my job, and it's my personal mission to take photos. I don't care about ruining the experience of the concert for anyone else.
Now, yeah.
We know for a fact that, because we have been lucky enough to go to several shows, that there are normal Swifties at these shows and there are annoying fucking Swifties at these shows. And I have no problem saying that, because some people do not know how to act in public. Some people have no regard for the people around you, whether it's bumping into people, talking loud, hands up. But we had girls in front of us putting up posters
right in front of us.
We had to be like, can you please put the poster down like, when she's performing? Like, I understand between sets and, like, you want her to see. And we were not close enough where Taylor would ever see the poster. You know what I mean?
And she's never, like, read a poster out loud ever.
No. It's like, so I don't know what the fuck. I actually couldn't even believe that they got that poster in on the floor.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Was crazy to me. But, like, there are people who are thinking only of themselves when they go to these tours and whatever. So I understand Nikki's frustration if this girl is in and out, disturbing the entire row, disturbing, like, people around you who are trying to enjoy the last Eras Tour show. I completely understand that. And then, as someone who talks shit all the time, I understand going on, like, a shit-talking rant about this anonymous person you probably will never see or hear from again.
She said the concert goer, she branded the concert goer twitchy squirrel with, like, rabies behavior. It's crazy. She claimed the woman had snuck into the friends and family seated section at the stadium.
Okay.
Her energy makes me sick. But
interesting.
Yeah.
So right. That is all strange. And I'm sure, again, but here's another thing, too. Nikki does not drink. So it's not like Nikki's drunk, getting mad or anything. Like, I feel like people always want to label it.
Like, this woman's
like,
probably being really annoying.
I'm sure.
And Nikki was just pissed off about it. So she's just ranting on her podcast. Never said who it was. Never gave a description of what the person looked like. Like, you can be annoyed and say whatever. It's honestly, like, this woman should have just been like, oh, shit, she said this about me. Like, don't.
Just don't say anything about it.
Yeah, like, now
also,
you.
Also, how do you know? Like, were you listening to Nikki Glaser's podcast and you were sitting next to her? Like, you obviously know that you were annoying Nikki Glaser if you know that she's talking about you. So, but here's the thing. If she then is, her argument is like, well,
she
actually.
She said that she was hired by Rolling Stone to capture content from Taylor's performance.
Okay, well then Rolling Stone should have made sure to have her in a place to take footage and
photos and videos without getting in other people's
without
way.
Without being in everybody's way. Yeah. And here's the thing, you know who else hired us to be and take photos and videos of the concert? Barstool Sports hired us. And we were, you know, we got sent there to cover the concert because it's part of our job and whatever, and we were respectful of everyone around us. Just because you're getting paid to go to a place and get content and get footage for a larger outlet doesn't mean that you have the right to fuck with other people's experience. Like
I think there's two sides to every story with this,
for sure.
And I the one thing I will say, I don't like how Nikki made fun of her for being there alone.
Yeah, that's
not cool.
Yeah, I don't
because
agree with that.
You can go
that.
Anywhere alone. Go to a concert alone.
Of course,
go to the movies
alone.
Go where, as long as you feel safe. Do that. Like, don't feel embarrassed or anything to go to a concert or
that
anything.
That was
alone.
Probably just that. To me, feels like low hanging fruit.
Yeah,
like,
that
just
feels
to,
like she was pissed
just
off.
Trying to
she's just,
piss off
yeah,
talking shit,
yeah.
saying mean things. Which, like, okay, that's fine. I also think that we need to all, we don't need to clutch our pearls when it comes to like Swifties talking shit in general, because
I know, like even so,
just because you're a Swiftie doesn't mean you're not annoying.
And I posted like, this, I posted that clip of us talking about Travis's outfit and like the comments are like,
oh, I saw that.
You guys are like, wow, you guys really being mean this episode. Like,
no,
give me a fucking
not.
Break.
No, we're not. We're
we
the, we're
say
exactly,
that his
we're
outfit
real.
Is
Sorry,
awful.
We're real.
Yeah, no.
Like, it was a bad outfit.
It was a bad outfit. Sorry. We say that, and then we go on to say that we love his style and that he always has good outfit picks, but this one just wasn't it. It's
we
like
we said, you can't win everyone.
You can't win. It's just like you can't even be honest about how you feel about somebody's fucking outfit anymore without people being crazy. Like, oh, you're so mean. It's like, fuck off.
It's not mean. It's not mean. Also, Travis Kelce's not losing sleep over us not liking
his all red fit.
Jumpsuit.
Like, he probably, like if he saw
like,
that clip,
bitches.
He probably would laugh.
Yeah,
and be like, this outfit costs more than your paycheck.
Exactly,
bitch.
Right. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, I'd like to see you even come close to an outfit
exactly,
like this. Like,
exactly.
Who gives a shit? He's a grown man. He's fine. But then also, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, Nikki Glaser's talking shit. Some people don't like that. I understand that. But you have to also remember that some people, like Swifties, who are going to these concerts, they take their roles maybe a little too seriously. Like, if she's hired by Rolling Stone, whatever, I'm sure she felt like, I need to fucking crush this because I'm getting paid by Rolling Stone, it's a big deal, whatever. But then in order to do that, she should have been like, hey, Rolling Stone, you have to set me up for success. Put me in the friends and family thing where it doesn't look like people don't think I snuck in there. Put me into a spot where if I'm supposed to be photographing the show, I will have good photos and I will do whatever I need to do. And I'll tell a little anecdote from my days at an events website. I used to work for a website that we would go to events and cover them, similar fashion week parties, launches, things like this. This is back in like 2013. And so our job, and part of it was to like get an invite to these events by any means possible and then sneak in to wherever we needed to do to get the best footage, pictures, interviews that we could. Like, we didn't really have full press access ever. It was just like, if you can make this happen, you make it happen. And a lot of news outlets do this, and that's why the people who report on these shows and stuff, like, they're going in with a certain level of credential, but to get the goods, you gotta have the balls to do
it. Totally.
And so it sounds like this girl did what she was supposed to do in that way, but you gotta do it without annoying everybody around you. And if a celebrity is right next to you who's a major Swiftie veteran, 22 shows, and the only time she's ever talked shit about another Swiftie at the show is this instance.
I know, that's also
take
a good
look
point.
In the mirror
that's a good point.
And also, just don't expose yourself as the one she's talking shit about.
Yeah, it's
crazy. Then nobody cares. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, she's venting on her podcast, she'll make jokes about it, whatever. Like, who cares? Then you yourself are not a fan of Nikki Glaser anymore.
Yeah.
Why then try to make her look like turn everybody against her and be like, meow, 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 woe is me. Yeah. Like, now I don't like you. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So, I don't know. I think everybody, again, everyone clutches their pearls a little too fucking much with all this bullshit. It's like, chill. We love the Swifties, but it's like, you have to have self-awareness at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
In all senses. Nikki shouldn't have said a couple of things she said. This girl shouldn't have exposed herself and been annoying at the concert.
Yeah, I think there's wrongs on both sides,
sure.
But like, But it's got escalated into a thing that was unnecessary.
It's not strike two, she's out. You know what I mean? Like, it's not.
There's no strikes. There's no strikes.
There's no strikes. It's fine. Nikki's done. Nikki was humiliated in the Miss Americana thing and wrote a major response. Taylor saw it. It's all good. Who gives a fuck? She learned a lesson. She's a you know, almost 40-year-old woman, whatever. Like, she can say what she wants and do what she wants. Yeah. Like, chill.
Agreed. Okay.
And that's our two
hi
cents.
Kelly. Hi, Gia. Cameron here. I just wanted to touch on a little topic of conversation for you guys in case you were needing one. I'm wondering just in the back of my head when Taylor will go back to, like, do press. You know, like, when she did Midnight, she was on Jimmy Fallon, and she did all these, like, releases and stuff like that. I just feel like ever since the Eras Tour, she hasn't had time. So now, as things wind down, will she be stepping back into, like, late-night shows or, you know, Good Morning America or doing something more like that? I just feel like I don't see enough of her. So whenever she does release something, I feel like everyone goes crazy on, does this mean something or whatever? So I wanted to see what y'all's thoughts were on getting her back into press and if y'all want to see more of that, or if you think it's now just time for her to kind of, like, live in the downlight and enjoy her time off. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you.
Love you. And great question. We've talked about this a few times before, wondering, like, when she'll... I think right before Tortured Poets, we talked about this, wondering if she would
do press for it. And after that, now I might be convinced that she's never going to do press again.
I feel the same, or at least until things, like, die down a little bit. I still think that they're, you know, it's definitely calmed since the Eras Tour is over. I think people have chilled out. It just, like, it sent people into such a frenzy that, like, even if she were on a late night show, the like, building would get mobbed. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's not even a joke. Like, it's like people just have no chill around her. And also interviewers have no chill. Like, the amount of pressure that to be on a live late night show for the host to ask the burning questions and stuff and put her in an uncomfortable position is high. Like, everybody's wanting to know these questions, and, like, say Jimmy Fallon wouldn't be doing his job if he didn't, like, voice what people were saying.
Yeah.
I think that they're and ask about Travis and ask about their life and ask about, and, like, even in, like, a joke way or whatever, and trying to make her comfortable. Like, I just don't think at this point, I don't know. If I were her, I wouldn't feel comfortable just yet.
Yeah.
Going on and being you know, free reign. Ask me. Do whatever. Say whatever.
We got a DM or voicemail a while ago saying, like, what would you like to, where would you like to go for a sit down interview?
Yeah.
Remember that? Like 60 minutes or whatever. Like, I could see her doing something like that. Like a sit down.
Like the Vogue cover. Yeah. Right? Yeah. We talked about that, right?
Like,
Vanity Fair.
Going through everything Eras Tour, like, from start to finish, whatever. Like, a very well-done interview.
60 minutes.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah, a long form. Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. Oprah.
I would love Oprah.
Me too.
To interview Taylor.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Were you silenced?
Exactly. I would love that.
Was debut Was it silenced?
Is Oprah okay right now? I forgot if she's, like, low-key on the borderline of being canceled. Like, she's locked up in, like, a lot of that, like, environmental stuff. Like, she bought up all that burnt land in Hawaii and people were suspicious of her.
Oprah.
She's like a business tycoon and people forget that. So she does, like, business stuff that
don't
the guys
fuck with
do.
Oprah.
Don't fuck with Oprah, but Oprah might, I don't know what's going on with Oprah. I love Oprah, though. Okay. I love her.
I do feel like she's been
in the middle of some stuff. Like, as a side character.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like she's been, like,
she's been on
where
the,
has
she's
been?
Low key.
Yeah.
So who knows? But I would love an Oprah.
Oprah
Taylor.
Wore the most practical winter knit.
Oh.
Is the only headline I'm seeing right now.
So. Wow. Her PR people are working overtime.
Yeah, big
Jesus
time.
Jesus Christ. No, yeah, it was like a whole when those horrible fires happened in Hawaii. This is conspiracy theory territory, by the way. But so those awful fires happened in Hawaii. And I guess right before it happened, Mark Zuckerberg had petitioned to buy up a lot of land in Hawaii and turn it into, like, AI island, essentially. Like, this is real. And he was like, I want to do and, like, test out AI. Basically, like, Jurassic Park, but for AI, right? And the state said no. Like, they were like, no, you can't do that. Or, like, the government, somebody said you can't do it. Mm. And then, you know, a few months later, these massive fires happen, which, of course, are a horrible tragedy. And I'm sure that they were accidental. But the conspiracy people think that it may or may not have been, like, you know, there's might be something nefarious happening.
Ooh.
Because as soon as all the land burned down, Zuckerberg and Oprah bought it all up. And so it's like a little strange. So
I'm
and
not
that's
seeing
the last...
anything about Oprah buying land, though. This says that Oprah donated $10 million for Maui wildfire survivors.
She did, but then she bought up a lot of the land. It's they keep it really on the low. Like, but it was Zuckerberg and Oprah who like bought up a bunch of shit. She already owns like I don't know, 100 acres or something in Hawaii. She has like a massive like house there, like sanctuary, like something.
This is March 7th, 2023. Yeah, Media mogul Oprah Winfrey bought 870 more acres of land on the island of Maui.
Yep.
Okay.
Right after the fires. And Zuckerberg did the same. So it was like, And so people, so the conspiracy, again, this is all conspiracy. Don't freak out. But I just like, that is crazy to me. So once I heard that, I went, Oprah? What? And
Oprah.
Then all of a sudden, Oprah's been out of the, like, she donated all that money, and now she's been out of the spotlight. But anyway.
That's keep your eyes peeled for Oprah.
That's an Oprah tangent. But again, love Oprah.
I would still love her to interview Taylor.
I still love her, and I still would love to watch her interview Taylor. But yes, sometimes I fall down weird holes. But I've also had, I had a friend who was living in Hawaii and said that it's all anybody talks about down there. It's a whole thing.
They hate Oprah? I mean, I would hate her too if they were taking.
They're suspicious of her. They think there's something afoot.
Funny tidbit.
She's a businesswoman.
My uncle fully convinced me till probably the age of like 15, 16 that her real name is Orpa and they miswrote it on her birth certificate.
Oh, no.
But she just went by Oprah, but her legal name is Orpa.
Orpa.
Which I don't know why.
That's hilarious.
I believe that, but I did.
That's a funny. Oh, that's like one of those lies where it's like, why would you make that up?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, oh, I guess that's true.
But to go back.
She did recently throw a surprise party for Gail, her bestie.
Love.
Which she's a great bestie. Great
and
bestie.
They were roommates.
And they were roommates.
And they were really good friends.
They were really good friends. Yeah. That's always been Stedman. Where's he? Yeah. He's literally a bag of bones propped up in the corner.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Oh, man.
Good times.
Good stuff.
Yeah, to get back to that, I really, unless, even if she does come out with TS12, like in the next year, which I don't think is going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see her doing press for anything.
No, why does she need to?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She doesn't need to do press.
She doesn't need to.
And it's like, why like get bombarded with all these questions and stuff when you don't have to?
Completely.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Do you think that she'll ever, ever go on New Heights? I know we've talked about it, but we've talked about this before, and we were kind of clowning like she would, but...
Can I say one thing? And I know... I'm in the game too, so I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
The clickbaiting of every
single
episode is so annoying. Because I was like, did you see? Like, they might have Taylor on the podcast. No, it's some random woman from Kansas City that like does the Kansas City Chiefs merch. Like, it's Caitlin Clark. It's never Taylor, okay?
Never
I'm telling
Taylor.
You right now. And they always say... The biggest surprise.
Yeah,
who
yeah.
you've always wanted.
The one
wanted,
you've all wanted.
The one you've wanted
the
for
one everyone's
years.
Been waiting
yeah.
for. Yeah.
Okay. You're, so
it's
you're,
funny. It's funny, I think. But it's very much
but
clickbait.
It gets just like, I guess it's annoying because then people to me, they're like, oh my God, like you guys didn't talk about like how New Heights tease that they might have.
They're teasing every week.
That's every day.
Every day.
Okay.
Not even every week. Well, they're like producer and social people. They're all Swift. It's like a girl Swiftie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, so she's.
So no, no, don't get me wrong. Like they know exactly what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But again, don't be like, I'm not saying don't be fooled. Have fun with it.
Yeah.
But you don't need to jump out of your skin every time they make it seem like Taylor's going to be on. Because Taylor's not on. Like I don't think
she'll ever go on.
I don't think so either. Was it you that said, or did we both say that it's more likely she'll go on Kylie's podcast?
I don't think I said that. I think you said that.
I kind of feel that way. Maybe, I don't know if that was even an original thought
of
mine.
I could see that happening.
I think it's more likely that she would go on Kylie's podcast
than
New Heights.
Less pressure,
and also like girls.
Yeah, girls being girls.
Girl combo, and like fun, like sister-in-law vibes. Like,
yeah.
I like that. And I would prefer that, to be honest. I would prefer her going on and talking candidly with Kylie than going on and like making puppy eyes at Travis for a whole podcast episode.
I would like to see how they interact with each other though. Like,
true, I am curious.
In just like a conversational basis.
But yeah, like, is it like sarcasm back and forth? Like I feel like it'd be a lot of sarcasm and like silliness.
Oh, they're so
cute.
Yeah,
I know.
They're so cute.
Okay.
Okay, into DMs. This one is actually an idea, a little homework for us.
Oh.
For Monday. Oh. Hi, my loves. I think you two should create a playlist for each other with all Taylor Swift songs, maybe 13 songs, that you think best describe and represent each other.
I love this
I
idea.
I love that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Oh, this is so fun.
Yes.
Yours is going to be 13 songs from Fearless.
Yeah. Just all Fearless. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And yours will be Reputation.
Yeah, exactly.
There was another. Oh, this is. We got another voicemail asking us to pick our Holy Trinity from each album. So
ooh,
our favorite three songs from each
album. Favorite three songs from each album.
So that can
we'll
be more
week.
Homework for yes. next week as well.
Also next week on Tuesday's episode, we will finally bring in our Christmas gifts for each other.
Oh, I know.
We keep forgetting.
We keep forgetting. So, it's just, yeah. And I literally have.
No, it's next to my
door. I have our anthology vinyls. Mm-hmm. I have yours for you. Your present, some other fun things that I received from TJ's mom.
Oh, look,
and I have had it sitting there, and I just walk out of my apartment every day.
Every single day. It's sitting, mine is the same thing. It's sitting like next to my door, don't forget, and I forget it
every
day.
Time.
Every day.
So eventually we will be exchanging Christmas gifts on this podcast. It may be July, but
but it'll
we're keeping the Christmas spirit alive.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Bring a little bit of joy back into the game.
Yeah.
But
we have a commercial to shoot.
Yeah, we do. We're a little late on it, so we'll be back. Yeah. And thank you guys so much, as always, for submitting your voicemails and thoughts and DMs and everything. We love hearing from everybody. Hopefully we weren't too bitchy for you guys this episode. Just remember, chill. It's all chill. We're having fun. It's not that serious.
Yeah. And I also think we're both kind of like things have kind of been like all over the place.
Absolutely.
So we're kind of just like letting it rip.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm fully letting it rip. I'm on the verge of a mental breakdown. Like I've never let it rip more than I have in the last like month or so.
Yeah.
So just enjoy. Have fun. Just be chill.
Just have fun. Just choose love.
Just be cool. Just choose love. Just be cool with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just be cool and normal.
Yeah. Just be cool and normal. But for real, thank you for, as always, for.
Yeah. We love you guys so much.
We love you guys so much for supporting us and leaving voicemails and DMs and chatting with us and tolerating us.
Yes.
With our highs and our lows, yeah, and everything in between. And we will see you guys next week.
Love you guys.
Love you.